You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
K-E-A-T-E-K, this is Kilo Bravo, it's Oscar Echo, KB8OE. KKHDKKD8OOE.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network.
KB8OOE Mobile. KB8OOE Mobile. You were yelling for me, but I heard somebody looking to get a copy. I heard you just above the noise floor. You're gonna have to find a hot spot in the room or wherever you're at.
Okay, change locations and radios there. K8OEE, this is NAWCB. Good afternoon.
NAWCB, this is KB8OOE.
Okay, too many E's and one less O. All right, great. In fact, I heard you earlier and I answered and I discovered I was on the wrong repeater. It's like, oops, I had my dual watch on there, so just kind of signed off there. But anyway, how are you doing today? The handle is J, Delta Alpha, Victor Echo.
Here's Mike. Suffix is Oscar Echo, 2 O's, 1 E. And doing all right. Looks like a nice sunny day. Feels like it's warming up, but supposed to drop back down in the night here in the next couple nights. I got a little bit of running to do around the Flint area, and then all the way over to Perry. So I got gas for under $4. When the gas station across the street had it for $4.29, so I can't complain, but sometimes I still do.
Yeah, I guess, John, that one, I think of those cross-country trips there, it's good to pay a little less for gas, but I get you there, sometimes I get the Kroger boost and get a little bit off, but, you just kind of long for the days, back years ago when the gas was a lot cheaper.
We get things moving again. We've already got enough stirred up, but at least it's not like it was a couple of regimes ago. I had to buy that diesel when it was close to $5.50 a gallon. I was in the middle of a move, and even though I was hauling my things on a trailer and a large flatbed truck, it still cost me $1,500 in fuel just to move half an hour, 45 minutes away.
Ouch, man, that stings. Just thinking about that number there. there. That's astronomical. The pay per gas like that. The way these folks have been jacking up the prices and just the leadership in that. I guess we'll leave it at that there. But hoping, like you say, for lower gas prices, maybe lower everything, I suppose.
Get diesel knocked down, then at least the food and delivery of other fuels will be substantially less. I don't know. I don't want to go back to the other regime. This one's bad enough. And hopefully the speculators will stop messing with the prices and the trades, you know.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. A little disappointed, I think, is the word. definitely one party or the other. Like you say, I don't know, just... you listen to a lot of stories. People, you afford medicine, you pay a bill, you make a house payment, what do you do? It makes it rough. And like you say, the gas prices, people have got to get to point A to point B. And it would be nice to drop those prices down a little bit, make it a little bit easier on folks. And the WCD.
I've made it to Millington so far from Vassar, and in Vassar at the bottom of the hill, it's $3.99. Let's see what they got here. I got almost a full tank for $60. $4.29 all the way through town here in Millington, so no dice here. I wish I'd have brought a couple cans filled up for the lawnmowers there at the station at the bottom of the hill and well, there's two of them, but the one just went up. The other one, usually they only carry regular unleaded, but they're allowing them to go 15% alcohol now after they passed that new law. So, it's going to eat up the rest of the carburetors unless you've got a plastic carburetor.
Yeah, that's the truth there. Like you say, again, it's one of those things, the state, I guess, is, lightened up on some restrictions there and hopefully helping the prices. But like you say, then if it causes damage to the, carburetor or fuel system, that's something there in Billington, it's called 429 like that. And I think I paid $3.79 the other day for gas. I gotta go up and get some for the lawnmower too here in the next few days or so.
Tell you, I'd almost be willing to shave a cylinder head down and get a little bit more mileage. I'm gonna have all that alcohol in there. Might as well go to E85 or whatever that other one is, and then pay a little less a gallon, shave a cylinder head down to bump that compression ratio up to 12, 13 to 1, and then just get more mileage with the garbage fuel. Because if you're going to run garbage, you might as well run the garbage that allows you to get better mileage per gallon with a tighter combustion area.
Yeah, that's true on that one. I didn't hardly see any E85 here anymore in Macomb County. In fact, I went by a station the other day. They used to have it in Mobile at 19 in Van Dyke, and it's listed as zero. So I'm thinking that it's pretty. Probably don't have anything anymore.
No matter what we do, they're going to flog us at the pump. Just more residual tax. They already taxed everything. They just tax a little bit more, and then they pocket the money, and we never see it. Now, roads obviously don't reflect it.
Yeah, that's the truth. I was somewhere, trying to think yesterday, somewhere either northwest of Sterling Heights or southwest part of Shelby, and, man, I thought I was glad I looked ahead of me, because it's like, man, there was a deep chuck hole, and like I say, some of these are pretty rough. Just hearing complaints about some of the roads, and it's like, yikes, stripes, and I don't have to drive down in some of those directions. Man alive, that's rough.
Tell you, I really don't like driving around the Flint area, and then some of the spots in around Columbiaville is really, really bad. There's no way to get in and out of that town from the south or the west without literally beating the front end out from under your car.
Yeah, and that's it. It like saying suspensions. I think somebody down this way the other day, and they ended up with a flat tire. They blew a rim and tire and that, and it makes it rough there. I heard something about too that, speaking of Flint, that they were going to do 475, and I heard something about they were going to cancel that project.
Imagine. I found something else to steal the taxes for.
Yeah, that's the truth there. That's the truth. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I guess it could be worse, I suppose. But, like I say, it's good to have a good transportation system to get from point A to point B. And, it's a shame, like I say, they've let some of these roads go. It's pretty aggressive here in Sterling Heights, getting a lot of the major streets done. Appreciative of it. It's kind of frustrating dealing with the orange barrels and that, but the end result has been pretty good, I guess.
Fix the roads and lower the price of the gasoline. I don't know if I have anything left to complain about. KEB-800E Mobile.
NAWCB. Yeah, there we go. Exactly. That would certainly be something to celebrate there. Absolutely. And, like I say, either winter or orange barrels or rough roads, I guess. Kind of takes your pick. I even heard something about Indiana was talking about they want to make a toll road out of I-70. I don't know. I can't imagine that going through from Richmond to Indianapolis and Terre Haute there like that.
I'd complain about the land taxes being high, but I know that does no good. I had a property one time I got the assessment lowered on, and I feel bad because one of the guys in the tribunal they set me in front of was a friend, and they dropped it substantially, but, your taxes are like half of what the property is supposedly worth. I even offered that property to all three of the guys on the tribunal for half of what the assessment was. You guys trying to tell me this thing's worth this much money? I'll give it to any one of the three of you. And don't all jump on me at once. Any one of the three of you for half of what you're saying it assesses out for. And I'll even let that offer stand. They did lower them. My dad couldn't believe it. He went there with me to watch, and he was like, man, I can't believe you got them to lower those taxes. I said, the building's falling down. They're going to have a bare lot here one way or another. And, I'm just cocky enough to fill that building right full of tractor tires on the way out.
Yeah, that's something else there as well, is property taxes. It seems like it goes up and up and up, and know, sometimes you get frustrated with the service. It's just, I don't know. I guess no winning, I suppose. Try to enjoy life, I guess, with what we got, and make it another day, I suppose.
And got that right. I love ham radio, I love my dog, and I love my honeybees. Those are some of the highlights of my life. I love alternate energy, too, and I do an awful lot of that. I haven't done too much lately, but, man, I've ran vehicles and tractors and small engines on everything, from just small rubber bands to glue and everything in between.
NAWCB, yes, there you go. It's just one of those things, I guess, things that are good out there, and I guess you count your blessings there, live today and walk by faith and take it one step at a time, I suppose. I guess life goes through these cycles.
Am I still making it into the system all right?
Roger that. Yes, you are loud and clear.
Maybe, I had to switch over to the Flint machine. I was getting a little too far south to shake hands with Guilford.
Your switch over was seamless there. You're definitely loud and clear here.
I'm in lower power. I've got a hardwired thing, but I'm really debating I've got an old 50-watt Kenwood. Seriously debating about dropping that in here. And then I know for sure I'll be able to make the jump on any of these machines.
There you go. I was going to say, you shouldn't have any problem, on various repeaters in the area, and 50 watts, shouldn't have an issue on that whatsoever. But anyway, I'm going to have to drop out. It's about lunchtime for me, so running a little bit behind today. But hey, it was good talking with you. It's one of those things. We kind of go through these seasons of life and live each day, I suppose. But anyway, good chatting with you. 73 is Taya, and I will be clear on your finals. This is November 8th, Whiskey Charlie Bravo. We'll be clear.
Yeah, nice hearing from you. There's always an upside. You're going to get beat down so much, and look around outside. The sun's shining, warming up. We're catching a break from that horrible four-letter word. The flowers are popping, the morel mushrooms and the golden oysters and the pheasant backs and all the different mushrooms are out. I've been picking as many as I can find, although I'm not putting as much effort towards it as I should. I've had probably a grocery sack full of wild mushrooms, and I can't complain. I'm still fat and happy, and I guess that's what counts in the end. 73, this is KB800E Mobile.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KB800E.
Connected to CMN Network.
KB800E Mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KEHTOE. KEHTK Roundville, KB8OE.
Connected to CMN Network.
KB8OE. What's up, Mike? You on the road right now? Couldn't hardly hear you. I'm just south of Perry. I may have to switch over to the Lansing repeater. I don't know. Am I making it in? Yeah, I hear you just fine. Me and the dog clicking off miles. Yeah, I'm trying to remember where the heck Perry is. 69, the other side of Corona. Oh yeah, okay. Didn't you say you had to go to Williamson or someplace like that to pick up some parts? Where's that at? South Perry. Okay, I'm not familiar with the area so much. It's starting to get overcast here now, and because of it cooling down some. Right? Yeah. I don't like that. Yeah, not even a little bit. That was fun getting that battery in that truck with all the electronics. I feel like the nest on top of a battery nowadays. Hey, did you talk to your buddy Jim next door? Ask him how those how his bugs are doing. No, I haven't talked to him in a while. When I see him walking up and down the street this week, maybe even this evening, I can flag him down and chat with him for a bit. Hey, Ma, I mean, just data mine. Yeah, there's a lot of static on your signal now. I'm assuming mine is the same. You're doing fine. Let me check another repeater. Oh, hold on. Let me get the stop sign. I'll check. Right to KEHEK. KEHEK. Switch to Lansing, is that any better? Yeah, I think so. I get back on my, turn my GPS back on. Yeah, that sounds a bit more solid than the other repeater at this time. Oh, boy. I'm sitting here waiting for that battery to charge a little more and watching these birds fly around out here. It looks a little darker down here by the Lansing area, too. Yeah, it's just completely gray here right now and getting rather windy. Wind looks like it's out of the east-southeast or, you know, kind of more or less out of the east.
Usually when it's like that, it's going to be kind of crappy for a day or two, but I don't know if it's just a fluke. I don't know.
The temps are supposed to be dropping. I don't know when it's going to come back up. I got to keep an eye on things, get a hold of Chris. I think I'm going to do one more big split. I don't want to talk about it on the air, but I'll wrap with you over the phone or whatever when I get pointed back in the right direction.
Yeah, okay, that sounds good. Oh, what a weekend.
Yeah, we've done a lot of running. Had a pretty good time. I don't know. Ooh, boy, that guy's got a vineyard started. I like that.
Yeah, we were pretty busy, too. Busier than I'd like to be, actually. Didn't get as much done around here as I'd like.
Never enough daylight hours.
I'm finding that out.
Got Einstein over in the other seat riding BB gun with me.
That's cool. How's he doing anyways?
Pretty good. Well, he wouldn't let me get out of his sight. I told him he was going to go for a ride with me. And then, I'll tell you, he wouldn't let me out that door. He was dancing.
Oh, yeah, Jake used to be like that. Not as much anymore, but if he's feeling pretty spry, I know exactly what he's talking about.
Yeah, he don't even mess around. He does. He gets up, jumps up, starts boogieing. It's kind of funny.
For sure. Jake used to go get my coat and keys for me.
Funny. He used to go fetch his leash. You know, I tell him walk and he'd go fetch his leash. He don't do that anymore so much, but, I mean, not that I couldn't get him started with it, because he understands. He's got quite a vocabulary.
Yeah, I forget how many words they say the average dog can understand, you know, as a vocabulary. It's more than two or three, I know that much.
Most of the dogs I've had, probably between 50 and 100, I guess. I had that one poodle. That dog, I bet he knew closer to 300 words. He knew everybody by name. He would go to them. You could do the blind test, and he would walk right over to that particular person when there was a crowd of people in the room. It was pretty incredible.
Yeah, that is when you think about it. Most people, especially those that have never owned animals or dogs, they have no idea.
But the same problem this one does. This one thinks he's the people.
Yeah, they do that, don't they?
Absolutely. Yeah, this one now, he's got an attitude on top of it. That other dog was the nicest dog you ever met. This one, he's kind of a jerk.
Yeah, Jake can be a jerk at times. He can be really, really nice with the way he can be. He has his moments. But Sue, she was just super nice. Never saw her get upset or angry or snap or anything when, you know, you catch them by surprise and they're sleeping or something. Whereas this guy, he'll be a little butthole sometimes. But, you know, usually it's just a very infrequent thing when you catch him off guard kind of a thing. Otherwise, he's pretty cool. For instance, the cat gets near his food. And even if he kind of doesn't want it, he's kind of keeping an eye on it. If the cat approaches his treats or food, he'll let that cat know.
Dogs met that one time. That was hilarious.
You're connected to
the network. Almost here. So I'm making it into this system pretty good over here in Lansing, huh?
Oh, yeah, nice clean copy on you. guys are doing a great job with this. So, school me on this, these link systems. So, when we're talking, we could be heard clear up into the UP or wherever the link system goes, eh?
That's right. It's something else. Well, I think high profile. This isn't it. Cannabis job. Nope. High profile. Wow.
Yeah, there's plenty of those around. That's kind of strange because, you know, all these, I don't know how many repeaters are linked to the system. But, okay, if we're talking and every one of those linked systems is transmitting our signal back around, there must not be that much activity on these repeaters. Otherwise, you know, they'd be fairly busy much of the time, you would think.
I'll tell you, a lot of the people do digital stuff on, like, 440 and whatnot. I think I am here, Phil. I don't know. Let's see. Reliable aftermarket parts.
I used to buy Ford tractor parts at the Ford outlet down on M24. I believe it was a little south of, North Branch, but a little south of Lake Orion. It used to be on the east side of 24. There was a Ford, like, this outlet place there. But, man, that's back in the 80s, the last time I bought any repair parts for a Ford 8N or a 9N. I bet that place is no longer there.
We're exactly where I'm at. They have aftermarket tractor parts here. I don't know if it's all they do, but this is the one I found online that was cheapest and closest.
Yeah, that's cool. I used to be able to go down there and, like, buy the oil pump gears, anything I needed at that place. And, my uncle, he's going to give me a Ford 2N tractor. It was my grandpa's on my mom's side. And he's kept that running, and he and my uncle, his brother, they put parts in it here and there through the years. And, you know, my uncle said he's going to give it to me when he passes. He's in his 80s now. But he, one of the cousins asked about it. He says, no, I'm giving that to Phil. So one day I'm going to have to trailer that bugger home from up near Traverse City area.
I have a trailer by then. I should have one now, but that deal went down with my dad. I'm not going to contend with those folks. He's senile, and she's running the show, and that's that. But I need one to move my Bobcat. And trust me, if it'll move a Bobcat, it'll move one of the little Fords. That's an L-head design, flathead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've worked on those Fords years back. It's been a long damn time. We put new cylinder sleeves in them and, different things. I remember my cousin got a hold of me. I was in the shop working. He says, Phil, cutting the grass and oil pressure dropped. So we pulled it up into the barn and I dropped the oil pan and all the stuff and took it apart and went and got the parts and went to the shop and pressed those gears in there, you know, the old ones out and the new gears in and put it back together and she ran like a champ, you know, until my dad sold the doggone thing. That was a big disappointment, but stuff happens.
Yeah, I've shaved them down with a surface grinder and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, it's, they're only, I think, brand new, the newest ones of those. There were severance check. The guys got out of war, and they had like a $700, $750 severance check. They could go buy a brand new one of those, and I think a single or a double-bottom 14-inch plow with the thing, and maybe another implement or something, but it was cheap.
Yeah, my the 2N, that was during the war, like 42. When they first made them, there was a shortage of copper and rubber and stuff. They had steel wheels and whatnot on them, and they had no battery. They had a crank start and some different things, and then eventually, as the war wound down, they started putting all that stuff back on them. But the one my grandpa got, it had regular rims and rubber tires, you know, and all that stuff on it. But yeah, 6-volt system on them buggers.
If they were hand cranked, they might even have had a magneto on them early ones. I don't know. I've messed with magnetos before. I had my uncle hook one up to 12 volts. He said, oh, don't make no spark or nothing. I said, what'd you do? He says, well, I took that grounding thing off there and I hooked it up to 12 volts. I said, it's junk.
Yeah, that's a bummer. Yeah, I remember those magnetos, an old guy I used to drive into work with. He had a, I don't even know what that old tractor was, but it had a magneto on it.
I was messing with a magneto when I was a kid and got knocked down.
Yeah, those are old school tech, aren't they? You don't have to worry so much about it. EMF pulses, those things.
Kind of neat because they had like flyweight thing in them, and when you're cranking it, like hand whipping it over, it's not like you have to crank it so fast to make it go. It gets to a certain point, goes click, and it jumps that. It jumps that spot, and then boom, it throws that arc right then. I tell you what, I thought I was being cute, twisting that thing by hand, and man, it got me. And I was like, ah, I dropped it and broke it, and had to buy a new brake light.
Oh yeah, I remember when they made all that stuff like that. That was crazy. Pretty cool actually, but. And where is that doggone tractor show they have? It's like in the middle of the state, or maybe the northern third, kind of central in the state. I'll think of the name later, but man, you go there and they have so many cool old school tractors and stuff there. It's awesome, and it's a big place. You can be there all day and you won't really see everything, you know.
Maybe a little over on our time. KB8OE, it's called Buckley.
KHEK, that's right, that's exactly right. Yep, I've been there before with my family and stuff. Pretty awesome.
I think you might have the office lesbian here. There's a brand new Subaru parked right next to me. I'm going to run up in there and see if I can't get my part or my money back on these parts. I got the wrong parts first time around. Apparently they make more than one shaft for these, and I got the shaft, but I got the wrong shaft. What it is where the seal runs on them. You gotta cut the old one off and then put that new one on, and heat it up and slide it on there. Well, I'm gonna take my chances with the old one. Hopefully it don't slobber too bad. I'm gonna run this in. I got the new seal, which looks more like the original Ford seals, that Chinese aftermarket one. I didn't want to drop it. I was afraid I'd break it.
Wow, okay, that sucks. Well, good luck taking it back. Let me know how it goes, man. KB8OE, KEATEK, clear.
I had a telescope. I think I see a bunch of gold oysters on a tree about 150 yards away. I don't think I can get back there without maybe breaking the law. No. It's the top of a fire hydrant. I'll be back on 10 minutes or so. Give me it all. Still around, Phil? Oh, yeah. KEATEK. Right.
You have any luck?
Just doing a refund. I got the right parts. Well, I think. Hold on. Hopefully I didn't leave them there. What do you got, buddy? There it is. Yeah, I got the right parts at the last place. I had to refund these. The shaft size was off. And nobody has that bearing or that seal sleeve that you got to press on the shaft. I was right though about the Subaru.
Is it one of those Forester Dream buggies?
Yep, the little lesbian was smoking.
Does she have rainbow colored hair or what?
No, I think she was the wife. She was gorgeous. And I may be wrong. I may be way off base. But, you know, you can't kill an old guy's dream. So I'm on the road. I'm here by their elevator. I think that's what this... Oh, yeah, it's a huge elevator. Basically an industrial park back here. This place is pretty... It's a pretty nice little place.
Yeah, I used to like going to the elevators and buying seeds and stuff like that years ago. And most of them are all closed down as civilization encroaches. It's more suburbia than farmland.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, I hate driving. I got an hour and 6 minutes just to get to Lapeer.
If I had a little violin, I'd play it for you.
You're rotten. I guess better me than you, right?
Yeah, I would only be about two-thirds on the way to work in that amount of time.
Oh, no, this is, I started in Vassar. That's just to get me back to Lapeer.
Right, I know. But I'm just saying, I'm so used to those long drives, and man, I don't miss it. It's nice not having to get up and worry about driving down there. Once I get south of like 59 off of a Hickory Ridge, you know, coming up on General Motors Proving Grounds, then it was like crazy town. And by the time you got on the freeway, man, it's like life's in your, you know, in other people's hands. There's a bunch of crazies down the road. KBAOEKHEK.
Like the Motor City Madhouse. Let's go to phone mode. I want to discuss some business type stuff with you. I don't want to do it here. I think I'm going to need to do some video editing. Some of the things I'm going to do for the advanced classroom stuff. So, I want to run something by you anyways. And then, it's the bees stuff, right? So, let's talk bees for a little bit. We'll get back on here a little later. KBAOEK.
KBAOEK. All right, clear. Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray Mobile.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
K-E-8-L-A-X. N-8-W-R-O Mobile Hall Road. You still there, Dean? K-8-LAX, November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Nothing heard, N-H-W-R-O, clear.
N-H-W-R-O, K-8-LAX, I don't know if you were calling for me, but I just ran into the store.
That's right, Dean. I heard you call out earlier, so I just wanted to try to catch you. But, yeah, heading over to MISD, so if you're in the store, just we'll talk another time.
No, I'm back in the car. I'm heading into work right now.
Well, that was my question. If you're going to be heading to work. So
Well, very good, sir. We'll plan a good set for you, and we hope you have a good shift. NHWRO, I will listen out.
Copy that. Yep, unfortunately, I'm covering, normally I'm off today, but I'm covering a shift for a co-worker so that I can have my kids' prom off. Unfortunately, all the schools plan their proms close to each other. So Saturday this weekend is the daughter's boyfriend's prom, and then the Saturday after is her prom. So I'm just working my way around that. But you guys have a good meeting. Definitely looking forward to the updates, and we'll talk with you soon. This is KE8LAX. I'll be clear and monitoring.
Yeah, I copy your last, Dean. You got to do what you got to do for the kids, that's for sure. So, all right, have a good one. We'll talk later. NHWRO, clear.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network.
KFA, GFL, monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KB8LE Mobile.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Bravo, Alpha, listening.
Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Katie 8, TWV.